As racial tensions have risen throughout the nation this summer after the death of George Floyd, there are renewed calls to support an ongoing social justice movement and to support black-owned businesses. But a new study by the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation reports there's a huge lag in black entrepreneurship as a result of ongoing discrimination here in the U.S. Joining us with more on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, Tiffany Howard, lead author of the study and an associate professor of political science at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. Professor, thank you for joining us on this Sunday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the research that you did. What have you noticed? Is the U.S. really trailing in terms of black entrepreneurship?
Well, yes, and we see from the last 10 years that black businesses have grown, that there is progress there. They've grown in the amount of payrolls, revenue, and as well as the number of businesses in themselves. So from about 2007 to 2017. However, it really does lag behind other groups. We see that whereas African-American businesses between 2014 to 2017 grew by about 1.5% from 2% to 3.5%. This is in comparison to other groups where white Americans have owned 81% of the market share of businesses compared to that of Asians and Hispanic-owned businesses, which are 9.7% and 5.8%. So there really is a huge deficit there for African-American business owners, even though we do continue to see growth and progress. It's just a lot slower and lagging behind significantly.
When we talk about black entrepreneurship, are we also talking small businessmen, but are we also talking about executives at the higher, say, bigger companies?
That's a separate question. We're primarily talking about small businesses. We know that small businesses drive the economy. That's why we're seeing a lot of the economic pain currently, because small businesses really are the dominant workforce, and they're just really it's just a small percentage of companies that the corporations that hire employees. The most prevalent is small businesses that hire the majority of the workforce.
You know, here in California, and I'm sure in many states, when you bid on a job, we have to accept application bids from minority-owned companies as well. It's a kind of a way to increase their involvement. Is that helping?
That's helping to some extent, and we do see that banks are getting involved and have been involved for probably the last 30 years with CDFIs, Community Development Funds. But we still see that like their investment banks investment in CDFIs, for example, the African American owned CDFIs still are not getting that particular share of that money, and that's because they just don't have the resources to be able to outbid these larger, predominantly white CDFIs.
Yeah, what's a CDFI?
it's the way I kind of explain it. It's more like a union. It's an opportunity for large banks to invest in communities. It's community development fund, really, that allows them to pull money into from different agencies, not just from banks, and allows them to make an investment in the community that is not so high risk. So we see a lot of times banks don't want to invest in black-owned businesses because they're in these areas that don't have a large return on their investment, but they're so necessary, they're so needed, and so they go through CDFIs instead.
Final question for you, Professor. What's going to become of your study now? Now that we've found out some of the underlying elements here, does it go anywhere? Does it lead us anywhere?
Primarily because I work with the CBCF, Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, and Congressional Black Caucus, there has been interest and a lot of work on the Hill from the Congressional Black Caucus to really move this forward, to really make some tangible policies that we can that are in place to really address this gap, this racial wealth gap that we've seen as a result of black business ownerships or the racism and institutional racism and structural racism that we see in the lending process that really harm and hurt black-owned businesses and black-owned business owners.